In the war of the government secrets, one more front has been opened.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
America doesn't have a British-style Official Secrets Act enabling the government to slap a lid on anything it wants to, but the Bush administration is well on its way to devising a version of that. Using threats of prosecution and citations for contempt, the government has gone after leakers and, on occasion, leakees, like Judith Miller of the New York Times. Under a secret program dating back to the Clinton administration, the government has removed from the National Archives some 55,000 pages of material, long declassified, now to be reclassified. The White House has also refused to release Reagan-era documents normally routinely released after 12 years. Now the FBI has weighed in, saying that it wants to inspect 188 boxes and files of the late investigative journalist Jack Anderson. The FBI holds that the material was illegally obtained and remains the property of the government. That's a position that the Supreme Court would not accept in the case of the Pentagon Papers. I must admit to an intense interest in this matter of trying to turn the government into a secret. In 1975, covering the intelligence community for CBS, I broke the story of the CIA's involvement in assassination conspiracies, Fidel Castro and others. At one point, I held up before the camera a House report on CIA misdeeds which the House had voted to suppress. The House Ethics Committee wanted to know my source and threatened to jail me for contempt if I refused. In the end, they backed off. The Ford administration decided that a trial might disclose more secrets. Jack Anderson, who died last December after 40 years as an investigative journalist, broke some big stories. The big one that won him the Pulitzer Prize was the disclosure of the secret Nixon-Kissinger decision to tilt towards Pakistan in its war with India. Anderson's son, Kevin, said that the FBI waited until his father was dead before moving to raid his files. Kevin said he would defend his father's legacy and resist turning over the documents, and I have no doubt that he will. But government secrecy has a lot of powerful weapons in its arsenal, starting with subpoenas. This is Daniel Shore.